Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Whenever I travel overseas and I have not been to a particular place before, I'm always curious about what to expect once I get there. I want to know about the weather, the geography, the people, and my wardrobe, what kind of clothes I should bring along, which is usually determined by what I'm going to do once I get there. If you ask 10 people if they expect to go to heaven when they die, most will say, "Yes, I hope so." Yet very few people ever think much about who's going to be there, how do you get there, and what are we going to do once we arrive? For certain, heaven will be filled with surprises, for us and for others as well, who are just as surprised that we've made it. I've received a number of letters from you friends of Guidelines asking specific questions about these issues. I'd like to answer some of these briefly, giving you answers based upon what the Bible says, which, after all, is the only authoritative book that gives us answers to any questions about heaven. Question 1. Who's going to be there? Well, that's easy to answer. The Bible says that heaven is the eternal home of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. It will be the home of God's people of all ages and races. Make a note of John chapter 14 in your New Testament. There Jesus made it very clear that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door through which we enter into heaven. Contrary to what people often believe, heaven isn't the home of all the good people in the world. It's the place where Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a lasting home for those who know and serve Him. Question 2. Will we know each other in heaven? At the Transfiguration, Jesus took Peter, James, and John into a mountain. While they were there together, Moses and Elijah appeared. You read about this in Matthew 17. But Jesus didn't have to explain, "Okay, boys, that's Moses on the left with the gray hair, and Elijah, he's the short one on the right, the one with bushy eyebrows, fierce-looking eyes." They knew immediately. In heaven, you will no longer have memories dimmed by the frailties of your flesh. You'll be beyond the limitations of time and space. 1 John 3 says that when we see Christ, we will know Him. This means you'll recognize loved ones. Heaven will be a time of rejoicing for God's children. Question 3. Do babies go to heaven? Answer, unquestionably, yes. When David's child by Bathsheba died, he cried, "Can I bring him back again?" Answer expected, no. He said, "I will go to him, but he will not return to me." You can expect to see a child resting in the arms of Jesus when you die and go to heaven. For centuries, rabbis have taught that the age of accountability is 12. This has been based more on tradition than any statement in the Old Testament. But according to Romans 2 in the New Testament, until there is a clear knowledge of right and wrong, a child who dies is innocent before God. This is good news for you who have had a baby snatched from your arms in death. Question 4. Does it really matter if someone is an infant or someone is old when we get to heaven? Well, it matters a lot here, but it won't matter in heaven, according to Isaiah 65 and 66. In heaven, no longer bound by the laws of time and space which now limit us, age will no longer be a factor. Why? Heaven is timeless. If it's timeless, it's also ageless. More on this topic tomorrow.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.